Whoa, AI news today, huh? Like drinking from a fire hose everywhere you turn.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like every tech company just decided today's the day, dump all the AI news at once.
Right.
Makes it kind of hard to figure out what actually matters, you know?
For sure.
So that's what we're doing here, right? Diving into the biggest AI headlines of the day.
Exactly. Trying to cut through all the hype and noise.
See what's really going to make a difference and why people should actually care.
And I'll tell you, this level of activity we're seeing today, it's unprecedented.
No kidding. It's overwhelming in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where do we even start? Well, how about Meta? They've been teasing these AR glasses, Orion, forever.
Right.
Finally gave us a real look.
Yeah, and it was something.
Holograms, man. Actual holograms. Not just, like, projecting on a screen, but...
Right, full 3D.
Yeah. Walk around them, interact. The whole deal. Wild stuff. So, from your perspective... Is this the real deal tech-wise, or is it more hype than substance?
So it's definitely a big step. I mean, remember, Meta's been pouring money into AR and VR for years, ever since they got their hands on Oculus.
Right, right.
This isn't just them showing off a gadget, Orion. It's their vision for the future, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
They're betting that one day we'll all be walking around wearing these things.
Like a second smartphone, almost.
Exactly. Work meetings, concerts, information layered right over your world. It's a huge shift.
I saw those demos, the holographic chess on a real table. The 3D heart model appearing right in front of the surgeon. Oh. That's when it clicked for me.
Yeah, powerful imagery. And then you've got the timing of it all. Meta opting out of the EU's AI pact right before this. Makes you think.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like they're saying, we'll set the standard before anyone else can.
Could be a very deliberate power play. They push their own vision, become the industry standard. Then maybe regulations have to play catch up.
Makes you wonder who's really in control. Right.
It's interesting to think about.
Especially since, at the same time, they're going hard on the VR side too, with the Quest 3S, making it super affordable. So, high-end AR glasses, mass-market VR, hedging their bets.
For sure. Two very different approaches to cornering the market.
Right. Like, cover all your bases, see what sticks.
The Quest 3S is smart. Get as many people comfortable with immersive tech as possible. But, Orion, that's the long game, the aspirational device.
If they get their way... It really could be as ubiquitous as smartphones one day. Okay, so we've got Meta shaking things up in the metaverse. But on the other side of the AI landscape, there's a story developing that's, well, it's got some drama to it.
Oh.
OpenAI, you know, the ChatGPT Daily folks.
Right, right.
They're usually making headlines for their tech, but today it's about who's leaving.
I hadn't seen that.
Mira Murati. Their CPO for 6 years, she's out.
Wow, that's significant.
And she's not the only one. There's been this like steady trickle of high-level people leaving OpenAI recently.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder what's going on in there.
Yeah, definitely raises some questions. It's hard to say for sure without being on the inside, but
right.
This all seems to be happening alongside their shift towards being more commercially focused, you know? Less pure research, more how do we make money?
Yeah, and we can't forget about Sam Altman potentially getting that massive ownership stake. We're talking billions, right?
Yeah, the rumors are out there.
So you've got this leadership shakeup, the move towards profits, maybe even a power grab.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just growing pains or is there something more going on?
It's definitely complex. It makes you ask, are they losing sight of their original mission? You know, the whole AI should benefit everyone idea.
Right, right.
Or maybe they think this is the only way to achieve those goals. Like they need billions to build those massive data centers they've talked about.
Those things are supposed to be huge, right?
5 gigawatts of power, enough for millions of homes. It's clear they're playing the long game, but the question is, what are the rules of the game they're playing and who gets to make them?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? And it takes us right to the heart of this whole AI revolution. So we've got Meta making waves in the metaverse and some interesting stuff going down at OpenAI. But it's not all boardrooms and billion-dollar deals, right? There's some seriously inspiring stuff happening in AI, too.
Absolutely.
Like this breakthrough with using AI to tackle rare diseases. Now, it might not be as flashy as holograms and stuff, but trust me, this is huge.
It really is, yeah. I mean, for years, drug discovery has been like, well, you know the saying, finding a needle in a haystack.
Right.
This is like having an AI that can search thousands of haystacks at once.
Find those needles.
Find those needles, exactly. Picking up on patterns and connections our brains just can't handle.
And we're not just talking about discovering totally new drugs here, right? It's about repurposing existing ones.
Right. Ones that we already use for something else.
Exactly. Figuring out if they could work for these rare diseases too.
It's amazing, really.
So break it down for me. What makes this AI, KEXGNN, I think it was called, what makes it so different?
Well, typically drug development, it focuses on one disease at a time, right?
Makes sense.
THGNN, it looks at thousands of diseases all at once.
Whoa.
At the molecular level, finding the common threads.
Okay, so like how does that even work?
Think of it this way. Imagine a library, right? Thousands of medical textbooks, each one about a different disease.
Right.
THGNN, it's like an AI that can read all those books at the same time, cross-referencing, making connections.
Whoa, so it's finding these connections, these patterns.
Yeah.
But what does that actually tell us? How do we go from there to like a new treatment?
Okay, so let's say THGNN. It finds a certain protein, right? And this protein, it's in a bunch of different diseases, seems to be key to how they develop.
Right, okay.
And let's also say that there's this existing drug, maybe it was made for something totally different, but it targets that same protein.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Suddenly, you've got a potential treatment for all these different diseases, something that might have taken years, decades even, to find the old way.
That's incredible. Like you said, it's still early.
Yeah, of course.
But you're talking about potentially thousands of diseases that right now there's no treatment for. People have been told there's no hope, and suddenly...
It's a game changer, for sure. Really shows you what AI is capable of.
For all the hype, it's moments like this that make you realize...
The potential is real.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That it can actually be used to solve some of the biggest problems we face.
Absolutely. But, you know, we also got to manage expectations.
Right.
This is just the first step. A lot more research, a lot more testing before these potential treatments actually reach the people who need them.
For sure. But speaking of AI that's available right now, there's been a flood of new tools, apps, all saying they can make our lives easier, more productive, you name it.
It's amazing how fast things are moving, right?
It really is. And it's interesting, right? Because we talk about AI and we think, you know, self-driving cars, robots, all that.
Yeah, the big flashy stuff.
But the real revolution, it's happening quietly, behind the scenes.
It's already woven into our digital lives.
AI, writing our email, scheduling our meetings.
Yeah.
There's even one that caught my eye. It can create a whole podcast.
Oh, really? Like the whole thing?
Yeah. And what I found fascinating is it's not some big tech company behind it. It's an open source tool developed by some students at MIT.
Wow, that's interesting.
It really shows you how this technology is becoming more accessible, right?
Yeah.
It's not just these big players anymore.
Exactly. It's becoming democratized, which is, you know, a whole other can of worms.
Oh, for sure. We've seen how companies like Meta, they want to control the metaverse, right? And then you have what's going on at OpenAI, this tension between making money and...
their original mission.
Right. So as AI gets more powerful, that question of control of who benefits, it's only going to get more important, isn't it?
Absolutely. We can't just sit back and let it happen. We got to be informed, ask the hard questions, you know, make sure AI is being used for good.
It's on all of us to shape this future, yeah. Right?
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility.
Not just leave it up to the tech giants.
Absolutely not. We've seen how that goes.
And this is just the beginning, right? It's only going to get more complex from here.
Oh, yeah. This is just the tip of the iceberg, I think.
Well, on that note, any last thoughts? Any parting words of wisdom for our listeners as they navigate this brave new world of AI?
Stay curious. Stay informed. And never stop asking questions.
Words to live by, my friend. Words to live by.
Yeah.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
We talk about the future of AI like it's this big, far-off thing. But
it's
honestly...
It's here.
Yeah. I mean, we're using it right now just to have this conversation.
Yeah.
And for all the good, the breakthroughs, like THGNN.
Right.
There's always that other side.
Yeah.
Like the FTC going after that robot lawyer company today. Turns out their AI wasn't quite what they were making it out to be.
Yeah, the Donut Pit case, it really shows how powerful hype can be.
Right. People get so caught up in the idea of AI, what it could do...
They forget to be skeptical.
Exactly. Just because something's new, shiny, uses AI,
yeah,
doesn't mean it's automatically good.
Or that it even works as advertised.
Exactly. And it's like anything else, right? It's not the tool itself. It's how it's used and who's controlling it. Which, as AI gets more powerful, more human-like, it's kind of what makes me nervous.
It's the big question, isn't it? As these systems get more complex, who decides how they're used? Whose values do they reflect?
It's easy to get creeped out. You know, imagine a world where you can't tell if you're talking to a real person online. Or
an AI.
Yeah. Or the news you read, the videos you watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're all generated by algorithms designed to
to manipulate you.
Exactly.
It's not science fiction anymore. This is the reality we're headed towards, whether we like it or not.
So where does that leave us? What are we supposed to do with all this?
I think stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep asking the hard questions, even when it's uncomfortable.
Don't just accept what we're being told, right?
Exactly. The future of AI, it's not some predetermined thing. It's a choice.
It's on us to shape it.
It's on all of us.
Well said. A lot to think about, that's for sure. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? To dive deep into these issues so you don't have to. Until next time, everyone, stay curious.